is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are talking saving money on your real estate with Corey Vanderpool. Corey, what are some of the other trends you saw at the conference that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, so another thing that we saw, which, you know, every year we're hoping to see this because we are, as I've mentioned before in previous shows, we manufacture wireless energy management technology.
So that means no batteries, in the landfill.
Exactly, no wires and absolutely no batteries in our products. So it's it's really advanced, very innovative stuff. And so every year we're hoping to hear more requests for wireless technology. And this year, I think with the help of a lot of the things happening with the Internet of Things and just with building retrofits and cost of energy, and I mean, being in a climate this year where it's very cold, we're stressing the grid. We're now really not only hearing a call for energy, reducing energy consumption, but now we're really being asked or being told from the people that are visiting our booth, you know, we're being told we need to implement wireless solutions, or we're being asked to investigate wireless solutions. So finally, kind of everything is meeting at one place, and we're seeing the trends that we knew would happen, they are happening. And so that's always a great indication, and one that you get when you go to these kinds of trade shows.
You know, I was with Don at the Green Pearl Conference yesterday, and we were walking around meeting all the developers and stuff like that. And there were even guys that didn't really want to know about this stuff when they were mm-hmm. talking to me. And then I'd introduce, hey, here's my friend Don Weidenfeld. You should hear why he invested $1 million in this company. And they start to listen, and they start to see that this can throw money to their bottom line. And, you know, if you move, $1 million to the bottom line on one of these deals, and you cap that at 4%, my fingers can't move that fast. I got to ask the LLMs in here to do that. Let me see there. But anyway, so people can save a lot of money. And while I'm trying to do the math, Corey, what are some of the other things that you can find out that you're seeing going on out there?
Yeah, so, I mean, just talking about reducing energy consumption and the money factor, the bottom line factor, I mean, that's a huge part of why we do what we do, because we're helping end users, whether they be hotel owners or commercial, you know, building owners or folks in the real estate world or multifamily housing units or whatever it might be, you know, we're helping to implement solutions that we know are reducing their consumption, that are then saving them money, and then they can take that money and dedicate it to something more important in their bottom line, whether that be more amenities at a hotel or better programs at a university or better, you know, office space for a commercial office or whatever it may be. So, we find on average 25% to 45% energy savings, and it is not unusual. I mean, we call our customers all the time to say, what's your bill look like this month? Because we don't just want to put in a solution and walk away. We want to know, what are you saving? What does it look like for you? Can we do the M&B report and show you the results? I mean, that's why we do what we do, and that's why people are going to continue to adopt this technology, is because it is reducing their operating costs and helping them put money to something more important in their bottom line. So that's why we do what we do.
Well, all I can say is that when I meet, when I introduce Don Weidenfeld to some of the other people, they always want to get a call back from Don, have a meeting, go through your webinar, and I'm starting to see people signing up. It's really exciting to see how you're really helping to make America a better place, America strong, keeping us strong, and doing all of the good things that you guys do at Magnum Energy Solutions. We're into 2014. Do you have any new products coming up?
Yeah, so we have launched, this is a great product, I think, for anybody listening that lives in a world where they're trying to bridge existing wired solutions with wireless end devices. We have a product that we launched called the E-Box, and it allows large buildings that typically run a building automation system. The E-Box ties our wireless end devices, so occupancy sensors and CO2 sensors and temperature sensors and whatever is in the space, ties them back to an existing building automation system. So that's our E-Box. That's a huge product. It allows buildings to finally kind of have the last mile accomplished. So that can be tied into any BACnet-based Building Automation System, which is an open protocol and open platform for building automation systems. Oh. So that was launched at the show, and we're looking forward to launching a new product in June of this year that's going to be a revolutionary new thermostat. So we're constantly trying to push the limits of what wireless technology can do.
Okay, now I want to go old school and analog on you. You know, one of the people at this event yesterday after Don left, he says he's one of the largest owners by room count and key count of hotel rooms in New York City. Now, they all got the old-time steam heat. You got anything for something that's that old-fashioned?
We do. We actually have a product that we refer to as the perfect pair. it is a valve actuator that's meant for steam hot water heating, which there is a lot of in New York City and points in the Northeast and up in Canada. And it is paired with a wireless, batteryless thermostat. So that thermostat is completely programmable, or you can just go over to it and set it to your comfort level like you would do to any thermostat in your house or that you've ever dealt with. And it will automatically, wirelessly, talk to the valve actuator, and that valve actuator will actuate based upon your temperature comfort setting.
Well,
so that's an ideal product for anybody that has a hot water or steam heat in their building.
Well, I'm ideal and I'm actualizing, but we only got about a minute left in the segment, so why don't you tell people how they can get more info on Magnum Energy Solutions?
Absolutely. They can call our main line, which is 330-656-9365. They can ask for myself, Corey Vanderpool, or Craig, our VP of Sales. They can visit us at www.magnum energysolutions.com. Those are two great ways to find out about us. And our website has a lot of information about some of the products that we offer and some of the areas and verticals that we support.
Well, Corey, thank you as always. I really appreciate you coming on and keeping our audience informed about the trends and changes that are going on in energy management. One of the things we're going to wrap up the show now, Corey, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Jim, for always having us and supporting our cause. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. You guys have great products. I'm proud to recommend them. Now,